My name is James. I'm a senior. I study wildlife conservation biology, and this is my 180 story. So I grew up in a Christian household where we made sure to go to church every single Sunday. We were expected to live by the teachings of the Bible, and we were also an active part of serving in our kids' ministry. I was baptized at the age of 8, and I did my best to follow the Bible's teachings up until I was the age of 12. It was at this time that I started really wanting and yearning for acceptance from the people around me at school. I started playing sports, and I began prioritizing that over church events. In this, I slowly began to see my faith grow less and less important in my life. This appeal to please people caused me to overthink a lot and become a person that I truly wasn't. But it didn't really matter to me because I wanted to be accepted. And I knew plenty of Christians that were my age that were doing the same things, and that's how I justified it. During middle and high school, this caused me to put a lot of value in women and start drinking and smoking. I initially felt guilt in doing these things, but this was a feeling that I began to slowly grow numb to. I was still going to church during the time, but it felt more like a commitment to my parents than anything else. I still thought I had everything in life figured out just because I called myself a Christian and I prayed every single night, but inside, if I was honest with myself, I truly felt empty and lost. When I decided to go to college, my mom and dad told me that I should try and find a Christian organization to join while I was there. This was something that I quite honestly had very little interest in doing, but in order to tell them that I tried it out, I filled out a thing with Crew, and I met with somebody on staff with every single intention of meeting with him once and then never seeing him again. It was in that meeting where I realized how much I had separated myself from God and how lost and broken I really was. On my end, my relationship with God was nothing more than surface level. God revealed to me through the Knowing God Personally booklet, big shout out there, how much I had strayed away from him and all the things that I had put on the throne of my life. But those things didn't stop him from pursuing me. I pray that God would forgive me of these things that I had been doing, recognizing how it affected my relationship with him, and for help in rededicating my life to him. I started reading my Bible every day, knowing that God's word would help to guide me. Through time and dedication, I started to see myself shake free from some of the things that I had put on the throne of my life that caused me to not have a deep relationship with God. I started putting my value and effort into my relationship with God, who was able to fulfill me, and I stopped putting that value into people. This, alongside some incredible people who loved me for who I was, caused me to have a newfound peace in my life and feel accepted and loved. I was able to trust what was happening in my life, knowing that God had a good plan for it, which has helped a lot with my overthinking and worrying. And that was all really good stuff to know. But then in 2023, God taught me exactly what following his plans and surrender looked like. 2023 was filled with hard, disappointing, and a lot of confusing things, and God taught me to rely on him. For the first time in my life, when things got hard, I called on God, and I saw him comfort me through that. God also called me to a mission trip in Bratislava, Slovakia in 2023, where he would open up my eyes and my heart to the world and reveal to me just how important spreading his word to others was. He also taught me how much sharing my faith and following his words showed him that I loved him. God changed my life on that trip, and all it took was a little faith that he would get me there. I learned what it meant to give God everything I could, trusting that his way was better than any other way I could go, and I learned that it truly is. Though I was lost, God never stopped pursuing me and remained faithful to me. God will never leave you, and he'll never forsake you, and I know that to be true because he never left me or forsaken me. If you connected or resonated with anything that I said tonight, please come talk to me after 180. I'll just be down here, and I would love to talk to each and every single one of you and get to know you guys and just kind of talk. So, yeah, I'm James, and that was my 180 story.